Good morning. Today we will cover question 67 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Question: are both the word and the sacraments then intended to focus our faith on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Answer: right. In the Gospel, the Holy Spirit teaches us, and through the Holy Sacraments, He assures us that our entire salvation rests on Christ's one sacrifice for us on the cross. This question teaches us that both the Word of God and the sacraments point to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as the only means of salvation. Teaching, preaching, and even singing the gospel and the sacraments are not for different purposes, but are different ways to express the same exact message, namely that faith in the sacrifice of Christ is the only means of salvation. Our salvation has a past, a present, and a future aspect. We were justified in the past by faith. We are being sanctified in the present, and we will be glorified in the future. These are all three aspects of our salvation. In the same way, the sacraments have a past, a present, and a future aspect. Let's take the Lord's Supper. We remember the death of Christ in the past in communion. In the present, we celebrate His victory and rule over the kingdom of God on earth. This is a type of victory meal. And we also look to the future, the marriage supper of the Lamb. One additional observation on this. When the Israelites first celebrated the Passover, they were literally celebrating a present salvation from death and slavery and escape from Egypt. When we partake in the Lord's Supper, we are celebrating as priests and kings in the kingdom of God today. Just as John said in Revelation 1:9, quote, I, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and perseverance in Jesus Christ. So we participate in a kingdom meal with our Lord today, who is ruling at the right hand of God the Father. I'll conclude with a quote from R.C. Sproul, from his book, Everyone is a Theologian. Quote, the fundamental task of the church is to bear witness to the kingdom of God. Our King reigns now. So for us to put the kingdom of God entirely in the future is to miss one of the most significant points of the New Testament. Our King has come and has inaugurated the kingdom of God. The future aspect of the kingdom is its final consummation.